This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Tuesday. Might have a little surprise for you in this segment.
Maybe. Oh, nice.
Just maybe.
Who doesn't like surprises?
I feel like a lot of people don't like surprises, right?
Hey, a lot of people say they
don't like surprise them. Me.
A lot of people say they don't like surprises.
Look, man, the unknown is not something that's comfortable.
I got to know what the surprise is
right,
first.
Exactly. And then thus it is not a surprise. Right? Like that unknown can be uncomfortable. I understand that. I get that. And you know what? That unknown might be walking into the building wearing his Sports Radio 610 shirt. There it is.
Company man today.
Hey.
Company man today. Got on the Sports Radio 610 polo. Mm-hmm. Out there working for the money. You know, making sure that the people that spend money here at this station are happy.
Yes.
And I felt like that took a slight priority over my normal spot. You know, apologies to the people that normally like to listen at that hour, man. But we got to keep the lights on around
here.
That's
lights.
Really
right.
Important to do.
Yeah.
If the song and the voice wasn't enough, it's B. Scott from Hiram Clark joining us for this hour as opposed to the 11 o'clock hour, as he said, out here making sure that we keep the lights on at Sports Radio 610, but still gracing us with his presence. And B. Scott, you jumped in at the perfect time because what I wanted to do here, right? You've heard a lot of folks talk about this. In fact, if you can give me, I believe this was Tim Settle here. Was this Tim Settle here that was talking about this? Actually, no, this was, I believe this was Kamari. Did you grab this audio? No, you didn't even grab this audio.
I got Tim Settle.
I can see it on your face. Nah,
I got Tim Settle.
Nah, that's something else. Well, Kamari Lassiter was asked about Derek Stingley, cornerback for this team, and he said he's the best player I've seen in a long, long time. All pro Sting.
That's the mantra these days.
That is the mantra, right? And it can be, you know, amongst teams, especially when you get to the social media team, that they're trying to just pump their guy, right? But I kind of want to go into it. Can we and should we make the case for Derek Stingley as all pro?
I think it's hard not to. I mean, you look at the interception total and just the fact that, like, I think a big part of it is that they have changed his role. They went from, hey, last year when they talked about we're not going to let him travel with the other guy.
Oh, whatever, that changed.
We don't do that. That changed really quickly with the next Amari Cooper game, right?
Yeah.
And from there, you've basically seen Derek Stingley be that guy, like go into that number one cornerback role. It also fits right into, like, the scouting report on what Derek Stingley has been from the very beginning. Like, let's not act like he all of a sudden snuck up on some people. Like, what he needed was a fully healthy season. He needed to get over the injury bug that's been an issue for him basically since that freshman year at LSU, right? Like, that's been the issue in college and his early years in the pro. We always said, hey, if he can just put it all together and stay healthy, he's the prototype of what a corner, of what you would want a cornerback to look like. He's got the size, the athleticism, the speed, the ball skills. He tackles well for the most part. Like, it's a complete package. It always has been. So now it's just all coming to fruition.
Look, I'll just flat out say it. He's an all-pro cornerback. He's an all-pro cornerback this year. And the reason I'm confident in saying that is pick a category. I mean, pick something that might define or determine whether a guy is an all pro. You want to go into the geek numbers?
Yes.
You want to go into passer rating against?
Yes.
Now you know Reggie wants to go into the geek numbers.
Numbers!
Do not threaten this man with a good time.
Objective statistics!
But that's just one category. You want to go into passer rating against?
Passer rating against. EPA. Patrick Surtain is the cornerback with the lowest passer rating against. The cornerback who has kind of the playing time, mind you. If you percentage of your playing time is usually for guys in the All Pro, and yes, I did check over the last few seasons for cornerbacks. Usually, you got to hit about 90% of your playing time, so that can be a little bit something to knock out some of the other guys, and maybe the numbers will skew if they haven't played a lot. Or obviously, safeties out of this. When it comes to it, Patrick Surtain at 45.3 passer rating against. He's first. Second, when it comes to cornerbacks, Derek Stingley 45.8. Kamari Lassiter, not too far. Actually, yeah, Kamari Lassiter, not too far after that either. Him, Nate Wiggins and him, probably the next ones that come up on that list. But there you go. Top two there, right? I think that that is one of those things that gets really interesting, right?
There's any of those advanced stats.
I got a lot of them for you.
Give me a couple more because I think that, like, there's four things I thought about. Is he an all pro? Is he an all pro? Yeah, then we can come back to that.
No, keep going.
But what I'm saying is, like, okay, advanced stats, check. He's an all-pro. How about good old-fashioned stats?
The regular ones are pretty awesome, good old-fashioned stats.
Yeah. Five interceptions, all the passes defensed, et cetera.
I think he is good for third when we get to volume, or fourth,
How about this?
When we get to volume when it comes to interceptions.
Yeah. How about this? Among cornerbacks, he's second.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all right. Because the interception leaders in the NFL right now are safeties, okay? So amongst, you don't get to a Marlon corner until Humphrey. you get to Byron Murphy, actually.
Byron Murphy, that's right.
The first cornerback that you get to. He's got six. After that,
Marlon is up there.
Yeah, Marlon's up there. So they're tied. Him and Marlon Humphrey are tied for second in interceptions among cornerbacks in the NFL.
All right, so advanced stats, he's an all-pro.
The yards allowed is
Dante
a little
Jackson's
bit higher.
Dante Jackson's there, too.
Stats, he's an all-pro.
The yards allowed is a little bit higher when it comes to cornerbacks, but when you start getting into the...
He's had a couple of touchdowns that he gave up, but okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying, like, those two, check and check. How about just trusting your eyes? Like, what people are doing and the plays that he is making. None more, you know, prominent than the last play he made when Tyreek Hill, he's been pretty good, right? Had both hands on the ball and he just
took it from
flat
him.
Out took
he
it.
He just straight up took it from him.
Yeah.
Like, just almost rude, like man, what you think you're doing with going to try to catch that ball?
Yeah, exactly.
In front of me. That's my ball.
All right, so check there too.
Yeah.
Now what about what his peers are saying, what coaches and players and opponents are saying about him? I mean, we've heard some of that. We can hear some more. So, like, in any of the four categories, if you will, that people say, I think he's an all-pro because he's an all-pro.
Yeah, I do have to say, though, again, though, it just doesn't surprise me. This is exactly what he was supposed to be and what I was expecting. It's like, it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy or confirmation bias, however you want to look at it, man. Like, I felt like when they drafted this guy, this is exactly what they drafted him to be.
100%.
It was just a matter of, can he stay healthy long enough to do it? And this is the year that he does.
Absolutely. I think that's absolutely the case. This is not nearly an exact science because the Pro Bowl and the All-Pro are entirely different. But we got the latest returns on this as of yesterday. And at cornerback, looks kind of the same. Marlon Humphrey, still the Pro Bowl vote leader when it comes to cornerback. Patrick Surtain is up there. And then you get Byron Murphy, Dante Jackson. Those are guys that are benefiting from their teams being really good. The Vikings and the Steelers. After that, Jaire Alexander pops up. Carlton Davis, who was lost for the season when it comes to injury. Beanie Bishop Jr., again, another Steelers situation. And then, there you go, Derek Stingley. The reason why I brought this up, right, we can bring up these stats or whatever, but going back, like, the stats don't always line up quite exactly when it comes to, like, the guys at the top who ultimately become all-pro. I think it is also perception that matters. Mm-hmm. A big deal with these things, right? And so that's why I look at the Pro Bowl when I go, Marlon Humphrey is still up there in a high regard, and I wonder if he gets a Pro Bowl spot. Pat Surtain absolutely gets one of these Pro Bowls, the first team Pro Bowl. Pat Surtain has one of those locked down. So are we talking about, like, if we want him to get first team All-Pro, that's one spot. And then if you just one of these All-Pros, that's three more spots that I think is interesting when we talk about the status of guys. Jaire Alexander has status as a cornerback. Marlon Humphrey has status. And then some of these other guys are, I don't think they have status just yet. And I do wonder how much these next few games are going to go a long way in helping that status fully solidify for Derek Stingley on a national scale to put him in that All-Pro situation.
Yeah. I look at it in a couple of ways. Like, what did the people think about Derek Stingley already? Mm-hmm. Because if he's doing the thing that I just said, if it's confirmation bias, they're going to be like, yep, I've been telling you, right, that dude's an All-Pro. I've just been waiting on him to stay healthy, so they vote for him.
Yeah.
Also, is there voter fatigue, or can having that established name either work against you, or not having that established name and ascending the way Derek Stingley has work in his benefit? Mm-hmm. Just wanting to have a fresh new face and someone new to vote for. And of course, Derek Stingley is kind of new, but also isn't, because mm-hmm. he's somebody that we've been talking about for so long. So, yeah, no, I do think it matters, though, how these last couple of games go, especially since they're going against the teams that they're going against, right? Like, it's still, whether Patrick Mahomes plays or not, they're still going against the Chiefs. And then you got the Christmas Day game on Netflix against the Baltimore, against the league MVP.
An island game, mind you. There's no other game happening at that time.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think there's an opportunity there, not just for, obviously, the Texans. And, you know, they've obviously won the division already, so there's an opportunity for them to do something with their seeding. But, like, individual players to propel themselves on a national scale or on a national level, like, based on the teams that they're playing against.
I just saw the same thing you saw on the text board. The closer.
We're not calling him that. Do you this?
A texter put it in there.
The closer?
He's trying to call Derek Stingley the closer.
The closer.
Nickname.
Because how does he make most of his plays? He baits them into thinking they have room. He closes the distance, gets it. Who closed the game?
That's his nickname for Derek Stingley Jr.
Yeah. Who closed the game on Sunday?
But he's already got a name that shortens and abbreviates
Thank
that word.
So much better.
He got Sting. The coolest Sting last so name ever, man.
He's the closer.
Imagine being a football player and they can call you Sting.
A lot of
people.
And cornerback named Sting.
It's his name.
No, he's the closer.
His name.
I didn't say it.
Already.
A texter is down with it. He's in. Keep in mind.
Wrong.
A lot of people made fun of
text.
A lot of people said Harris County wasn't going to stick when I started talking
County
about it.
It did stick.
It did stick.
But that also worked.
That is his name.
It did.
That was his name in it, man.
Yeah, that worked.
You in Houston.
Sting works for the same reasons that Harris County did, maybe even more so.
He's the closer. He closes distance. He closes games.
It's so bad, man.
It's so good.
This is so bad.
It's so good.
The closer.
It's not good at all. 832 like mentions on the text line, haven't heard Sauce's name. That is Ahmad Sauce Gardner, and that is a dude who has been struggling. In fact, I think that this is an interesting part of the All-Pro, the All-Pro discussion as well, right? These two guys were pitted against each other with their draft status and the decision that the Texans had to make on who they would select. Clearly, they went with Derek Stingley Jr., and in that first season, people very easily could look up and go, dang, y'all messed up, right? Yeah. Sauce Gardner is that dude. Now you see Sauce Gardner, and I think there's comparisons on their stats in this season in particular, and it is no contest with how far Sauce Gardner has fallen off.
Not even in the conversation.
Yeah. I mean, I'm talking about receptions per snap, yards allowed per snap, and interceptions, quarterback rating like when they were targeted, right? Target EPA, even in run stopping, right? You add in that physicality also, right? Because Sauce has had a lot of missed tackles. So Stingley is the guy who is up, and I think that has created some conversation in football circles, and you've got people like, football guys like, one of these guys, various guys that are talking about them right now and calling him an All-Pro. I think once you get the people talking about it as well, that helps with the status of it.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I think the quick...
Brian Baldinger. I was looking for.
I think the rapid rise of Sauce Gardner, which, by the way, Sauce, not a part of his name, just saying. His name is Ahmad Gardner. They call him
that
Sauce.
That was his nickname, though. That's his name.
Just like the closer.
Who is calling Stingley the closer?
The city of Houston is calling
and somebody from the 281.
Who was calling Harris County, County before I
did? Hey, salute to Lopez for trying.
Hey, I was going to say, Lopez can't win them all, man.
Look.
Batting 500 sauce, on that one.
Actual point of fact, not a part of his name, and that's his nickname. But the reason I was bringing him up.
Not anymore. We call him Ahmad these days.
He ain't got no sauce.
I think his rapid rise is affecting Stingley's Pro Bowl votes. Because it's like people already know, oh, sauce.
Sure.
You know.
And that's the exact signs of the Pro Bowl.
They're conditioned, you know, to think that. One more thing here.
Man, if you put a jet over a Derek Stingley that's playing on a division winner, man, I don't even want to participate in these no more.
Yeah.
I'll wipe my tail with these at that point.
But it's Pro Bowl.
Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, but it's Pro Bowl.
Like, let's just be real, though. Like, an irrelevant player on an irrelevant team.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Last thing before we move on here.
By the way, I wanted to make it clear that Sauce Gardner is not in that top 10 of cornerbacks in Pro Bowl.
No, he's not.
He's not. I just want to make that clear that nobody is right now is voting.
But I'm saying it might be affecting the vote at some point. B. Scott, we good?
Man.
We're going to have that conversation.
Listen, dude. Like, I'm going to be honest. I thought this was hilarious listening to you, John, because there is like a clear, I don't want to like mansplain the internet to John, but he act like just because you follow a woman on the internet. that means you want to marry her?
No, it does
Or that
does
you're trying
not.
To bag her? Let me point this out. And Reggie was there. Reggie can attest to this. All of us were there. We can attest to this.
Yeah.
Reggie and I were sitting next to each other when she pulled him out of the crowd.
Yeah. I didn't even talk about that.
And brought him on stage.
Could have been
she
you.
Had no what I'm saying is she had to look past me to get to Reggie in the beginning.
Yeah.
So let's not act like I was like confused or under some illusion of what was going on around here. It wasn't that. Like and I'm happy for my boy Reggie, all right? Like for however it goes, whether it goes or not. But the point was, like, I was not the only person that night, like, she was a conversation, okay? And again, shout out to Reggie, but she herself was a conversation.
All right.
And I ain't going to throw nobody else that works here under the bus.
Tyler.
But the way that I found her.
Wait, Tyler? He wasn't even there.
He wasn't even there. But this is why I was curious. I was like, man, how did he see my name and didn't see the name that brought me there? Because he didn't see that.
And who
was
it?
So all I'm saying is I wasn't the first person to find. And I want to point this out, too, because, Reggie, you did a good job of noting this, that I am a fan of the arts.
He is.
Okay.
He absolutely is.
Not only
good
that,
Lord.
Not only did I follow her, but I have since. No, this. Yeah, you can check my Apple Wallet right now to confirm this. I have since booked tickets to two more shows at the Hobby Center since we've been there. And she's not in any of them, as far as I know. I'm going to see Jason's Lyric on Valentine's Day, taking my girl who you've met, Lopez.
So in Discord out here.
Okay. And then I've got Issa Rae's coming the month in January.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go. I don't even know what the hell she's doing.
So you want.
But I'm a big enough fan of that. That I'm just, we're just going. Me and my girl going to that.
A fan of the arts, as I said.
So I'll be
at the Hobby
a
Center.
A cultured man.
You want us to believe that you followed this woman before Reggie, right after the show, because you thought she might be a good conversationalist.
No, he's not trying to talk to her.
She's interesting. You don't get on Instagram for conversation.
Well, I wasn't done yet. Or she'd be an interesting follow.
Sure. Why not?
That's what you want us to believe.
Yes, that she would be an interesting follow.
You know what?
Would I like to see pictures of her? Sure. I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. Just because she
would like to stay abreast of other theater things that she is doing.
Just because she think about
abreast.
It. Just keeping because information. Yeah. She picked Reggie out of a crowd, and even if they were to follow through on it, that don't mean that he finna marry her or nothing like
no,
that.
No, I didn't say that.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't say anything of the kind.
It ain't that serious.
Also, he got to remember, he's a child of a generation that did not grow up, or at least did not get very acclimated to being on social media. Sometimes that is just the way to
see, now you're just taking pot shots because you know better.
You follow people, man.
Yeah, oh, I do too.
You follow people who you want to see pictures of.
You want to what?
See pictures of. Yeah. Is there anything wrong with that?
I don't think so. I think that's perfectly fine.
Hey, Reggie, do you mind if I see pictures of this woman that you barely even know?
I don't know. I don't have any control over her.
That you stood on stage with for 15 minutes.
I don't get to decide. I am not the arbiter of follows. I'll tell you that for damn sure.
Come on now.
But what I am the arbiter of is this right here. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We're getting about that time where we hand it over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. Fig, get us out of here.
Yeah. So watching Desmond Ridder last night made me want to revisit a moment from a legendary guy that was once in the city. And plus, Travis Hunter, we got to have a conversation.
We'll do that.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Next.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Fig's in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. And last night, it was a couple Monday Night Football games. I don't know how much y'all watched them, but...
Very little.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you, but it was one game that I was kind of intrigued by. So, Desmond Ridder. Remember Desmond Ridder? He kind of carved up the Houston Texans last season.
Oh, but, God.
You know, I'm not really...
That's a bad memory, man.
Yeah. So many.
That's an awful
it
memory.
It happened. Yeah. Bryce Young and Desmond Ridder. Yeah. And Zach Wilson.
All three.
All three. Carved
that defense.
The defense has come a long way.
Yeah, this ain't your older brother's defense from yesterday.
Yeah, but he was playing last night. He signed with the Raiders, and he was facing his old team. The Atlanta
revenge game.
Yeah, it's a revenge game, but he did not win that game.
Yeah. He didn't look better than the other quarterback, though, so hey.
Yeah, nah, he did. But
which is really bad.
It's correct.
It's crazy.
They would be better off with Desmond Ridder.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I say all that.
But at least last night.
Yeah, last night. Yeah.
At least last night, probably. For sure.
Yeah, but the first thing I thought about was how when Desmond Ridder was in Atlanta, and shout out to our guy Carl Dukes.
Yeah,
we got a chance to talk to him at the Army Navy game. He was there, legendary guy in this city. I think Lopez might have did a couple shows with him.
He worked with him. Yeah,
but last season was kind of rough for him, man, because they was talking about Desmond Ridder, and he got a show in Atlanta called Dukes and Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on what's the name of this station?
92.9
a game.
Sister station.
Yep. Shout out to them. But this was their argument on air about Desmond Ridder. It just went off the rails.
When do I finally have to say, okay, it's acceptable? I mean, what's the learning curve here?
I don't know.
17 weeks of him doing this?
I don't know. But you know who knows? Arthur Smith?
Well, no. Arthur Smith? Arthur has boxed himself into a corner by mishandling the quarterback position.
How's he mishandled
it? Starting him last year and getting these reps out of the way and these mistakes out of the way.
How do we know they're out of the way if he starts him last year? There's no guarantee that he would be making these same mistakes.
He might have made the mistakes when there's nothing at stake. Now we're a good team with expectations. A team that should be playoff caliber, and I can't afford his mistakes. I wanted to learn on the job. That's why last year we should have gotten rid of Mariota and gotten him in there sooner.
We're a good team since when? Who's picking the Falcons to go to the Super Bowl?
Oh, so we're not a good team? Oh,
No.
So now you're telling me we're not a good
team. Who's picking the Falcons to go to the Super Bowl before the season started? Who? Tell me.
I said, who? How many wins?
Who?
How many wins?
Tell me.
How many wins?
Who?
How many wins?
Nobody.
How many wins?
Nobody.
Oh, bold black.
Nobody picked the Falcons to go to the Super Bowl. Name them.
Well, how many wins?
Name them.
How many? Okay, nobody picked up for the Super Bowl. How many wins did you say?
Thank you.
How many wins did you predict?
How
many wins did you predict for this season?
Now all of a sudden we're a Super Bowl team.
Okay.
Name those people who said,
I'm sorry, you're right.
I got the Atlanta Falcons going to the Super Bowl.
You just changed
Everybody
the argument.
Everybody in their right
you
mind
just changed the
knew
argument.
That we had a quarterback who was not experienced and who would make mistakes.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, now all of a sudden you're telling me, hey, we're supposed to be going to the Super Bowl since when?
Good gravy.
Hey, I'm glad.
I got the people going. My blood started going.
I was into this.
I was
into this. Gotta say. And also, I'm with Mike Bell.
I think I'm with Mike too. Yeah, yeah. I was like, my bad, Carl.
I'm with Mike Bell. Hey, shout out to Carl.
The homie Carl was great this weekend and everything, but I feel like I was with Mike there, my man.
I'm with Mike on that.
That's tough.
I'm just glad we ain't got to have arguments about a quarterback like this, man.
It's nothing worse
than having an argument about a quarterback that's awful, and you know you ain't about to be arguing about this
guy. We need more Desmond Ritter.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing. Stop and think. Ultimately, the claim was why didn't we get more Desmond Ritter earlier?
Yes.
Was the question, was basically the argument that they were having to make on some random Wednesday in the fall. But God bless.
But to Mike's point, with Desmond Ritter, they were out there picking him to win 10 games.
Yeah.
They were. Yeah. They were. They were doing
they just needed the quarterback.
They've done it with Kirk Cousins now. They were doing it with Desmond Ritter last year. I've listened enough to them of them to know that. So
Who was barking at Mike,
but Mike had a point though.
I did a pretty. There wasn't no back down in either of them dogs
at all.
All right, so we gotta have. I ain't think we was gonna have this conversation, man. I tried to leave this on the internet and let y'all deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Uh oh.
But we got to have a conversation about Travis Hunter and this girl, man. Like, so I've been seeing a lot of stuff. People been attacking this girl for a couple weeks now about her being a gold digger. And I think she put out a clip or she said something like she wasn't interested in him at first.
Yeah.
And now she is.
I don't get, even if it's truthful, don't tell us that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
What was it? Simone Biles' husband, Jonathan Owens, was out here like,
I didn't even know who she was. I'm surprised.
For what? Like, what did that gain?
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Do you actually
love the person you're with, or are you just trying to put them on Front Street?
Yeah, but also, I feel like sometimes they're putting us in, they're letting us in on an inside joke, but we not on the inside, so we don't know how y'all play.
Yeah.
And so the way to take it is the way that Reggie just basically did. But maybe they just play like that. Maybe they talk to each other like
maybe
that, and it's their thing. But we don't know that, and we don't get that, and we don't really need to be out there.
And maybe I'm just too Southern, because I am concerned with I still got concerns about appearances, right? Yeah. And I feel like y'all play like that, but you got to also understand what are people going to think, right?
No,
like,
you're
that
right.
needs to be a
you're
filter that you use.
Right, because I know what I think, and there's a lot of cuckoo going on over there.
Yeah. There needs to be a what are people going to think filter that has clearly been missing from the entirety of the Travis Hunter saga outside of Heisman.
That reminded me, though. Remember when Daniela, Carlos Correa.
I didn't know
he played baseball.
Come on now.
Yeah, see, a lot of girls. I think Baker Mayfield, current wife, right now, said the same thing. Like,
okay.
Oh yeah, I didn't give him a chance. This is like, all right.
My mom. That's what she said. My mom asked me to go out with him. Made me go out with him.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because she knew he played baseball. maybe you don't know nothing about baseball, but you damn sure know that he played baseball or something
and
with a ball or something.
She might have known
that he makes money.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know how he make that money, but
something.
Them checks cash.
He wear a hat and there's a ball involved.
Yeah.
And checks cash.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, but so a lot of stuff been going on with Travis Hunter, mm-hmm. girlfriend, fiance, whoever she is. This one is the reason why I had to bring it up on this show, man. So she was, I don't even know this girl's name. I apologize, but so she was, she did an eight minute long TikTok video or whatever, pretty much going over everything that been said about her.
Mm-hmm.
8 minutes. And I didn't
on
watch
TikTok?
It.
TikTok?
I guess.
Isn't this supposed to be a relatively short form
video?
Yeah, but recently they made it to where
you can post long videos.
I will maintain this is the clear sign of the downfall of a platform when they allow more and more of our vanity, right?
Yeah.
Twitter was best when they was like, you got 140 characters, get your rocks off quick, right? Like, then they started opening this up and they're like, here, you can write paragraphs.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, look at what happened, right?
Instagram,
it was like, when nobody writing stuff, here is a picture. It was great.
Now everybody's
like writing manifestos and recording
8 minutes on TikTok. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is.
Stop. That's a good point.
Yeah.
But this girl, she said a lot of stuff in this video, but this is the one that bothered me right here, man.
Okay.
And it kind of made me look at Travis Hunter a little different.
Wait, her name is Leanna Lene.
Something like that.
Okay.
Okay.
But this is her talking about. This is something that make me look a little. Look at Travis Hunter a little funny in the light now.
To drink, he doesn't drink. And I'm Hispanic, so I have tequila like in my veins. So I drink. I don't drink a lot, but I drink. And I used to party and stuff. And he would literally drive me, sit outside for hours while I'm inside like partying, and then take us home. Like, he never tried to be like, oh, just because I drink, you can't drink, or you can't hang out with your friends.
Bro, what the hell are you doing, man?
So
you
supporting his woman?
You wait, you
and trying to make sure you ain't no funny Uber drivers?
You dropping her and their friends?
Nobody dropping her home.
And waiting in the parking lot while she in there having a good time with
who God, knows who?
With her friends. That's who.
Okay. Buddy. Travis Hunter, man.
Is that what they call it now?
Come on. You can't be embarrassing us like this, man.
You said embarrassing.
Yeah, man. I'm embarrassed. Look, I try not to feed into all of this stuff.
But here you go.
That's the final straw, man. That's the final straw. What are you doing, man? Like, I understand if you not a club person or you don't drink and you don't want to go in there. I totally get it. But, dog, drop her off and go somewhere else. Go get you another mission going on while she out there having fun, man. Don't sit in the parking lot of a club while she in there having a good time. And then when she come on out, then she nice and drunk and tipsy, and you just like, hey, like, you are not a driver. You are Travis Hunter, man. What is wrong with you?
So the 832 just said Travis Simp Hunter, like just saying he's a simp.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my thing is, look, I don't care if you're a simp. It's not my business. Just simp in private.
Yeah. That's it.
Why you got your girl publicizing your simpish nature?
Well, I don't think
why
he was
are
going
you
to.
Out there she publicizing?
How is that?
He did. He did a video too where he's like, man, she's crying and she's drinking and she's depressed and y'all need to leave her alone.
How is that story even relevant to like people attacking her or whatever?
These young folks.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. I guess people in general nowadays. Yeah. Like talk to
him. Yeah, he needed. He need to take her phone CD Lamb style, just snatch it.
Well, he'd want to be out here on streams consistently. This is just they're used to being in front of folks, but apparently not used to it enough because they did not realize when it gets nasty, this is how it looks at times. But yes, you need to consider what was happening here. I'm just trying to get in his mind state as to the reasons why I'm gonna sit outside and not at least go get me a sandwich or something. Does he think that, hey man, this club is nice, but not nice enough that they won't shoot in this thing? So I got to be ready to wheel off if we need to or something. Like, I don't understand.
He should at least lie to say, hey, I got a couple other business runs to do, or I got an appearance here. I got to do something else. Don't sit outside the club and wait for hours. Mm-hmm. That is crazy,
one
man.
Thing I will say, nowadays, like, he might be in the car doing exactly what he'd be doing at home, which is on that phone.
A parent wouldn't even do that. A parent would at least make a couple runs to the
after
grocery
middle
store.
School. I did it at middle school when they had those bubble parties. Remember that was a thing? Anyway, yeah, we did it because they were there for like an hour. Like, I don't want to go home. Just wait here.
Man, look, there's an uncomfortable part of this. Like, and I don't know how appropriate it is for us to even touch on it, but the 346, if y'all look at the text line, the 346 mentioning the dynamic here, I think that's part of what's going on with the fascination.
The way
he looks and the way that she looks. I think is part of what's going on here. And I think it's a little unfair and probably a little mean to him.
Yes, however.
And she's feeling a little bit of it too.
That is less about the actual of what they are or what they look like or whatever, and more about how our society perceives those things. So it's more of a societal concern, which is why I feel just a little bit more comfortable delving into these places. But yes. I feel like society has put that young man in a place where he does not have enough value in himself to recognize that, hey, man, you don't got to do all that. Unless you want to, and maybe he just wants to.
And I think the other thing is we kind of look at athletes like they're just, oh, yeah, they're the most popular person. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, man, it's a lot of corny dudes in the locker room, man.
They are.
That probably, if they wasn't an athlete, I don't know how cool they'll be.
Sure. Absolutely.
That's kind of the benefit of, like, playing football. Yep. Like, everybody's in there, right? You got real cool dudes and not cool dudes, and if they can play football, we can get along.
Yeah, and I kind of said the same thing about Deshaun Watson, because we all looked at Deshaun Watson as this cool guy at first, but just seeing all the off-the-field stuff he was doing, it's just like, man, if you was cool like that, you wouldn't need to be trying to set up no massages and all this other stuff. You could get girls whenever you want, right?
I feel like I have to go ahead and issue an apology to Travis Hunter just for putting your name and Deshaun Watson's name side by side here, right? Like, I do feel bad. Like, I know that's not exactly what you were trying to do by any means, but hey, didn't mean for that to happen.
Yeah, yes. Simping and whatever it was that Deshaun had going on.
It's a little bit different.
My bad, dog. Like, that was not the
point taken.
A little corny stuff going on, man. Some dudes are just corny, man.
And maybe it's as simple as this from Kendrick on the YouTube. Fellas, it's undefeated.
Yeah, it is.
You know what?
It is.
Fair enough.
It is. Far as I know.
Touche.
Far as I see, the show lives.
Touche. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That was Figgy's mixtape. You get it every weekday at 1:20 p.m. right here in the loop. Coming up next, we're getting ready to hand it off to the drive with Clint Ron, but B. Scott gracing us with his presence a little bit later in the show, so I still want to get to B. Scott's thoughts. We'll do that next.
Thank you, Figgy.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. It has been a delightful Tuesday here on Sports Radio 610. It'll continue being delightful. It's a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Getting you ready. We're generally getting ready, for Saturday versus the Chiefs. But the Texans Ticket Tuesday part of it will get you ready for Christmas Day versus the Baltimore Ravens at NRG Stadium. And you'll definitely want to keep it locked to the drive who will hand it off to not too long. Where they will be giving away a pair of tickets for that game in particular. But before we get there, B. Scott hanging out with us for this final hour of our program on a Tuesday, and I got to get to B. Scott's
thoughts. Got to have our thoughts.
So based on the way that the defense played, the Texans defense played in this game on Sunday, I feel like we are at a point now where we can stop debating or even discussing whether this is a championship caliber defense. I think from top to bottom, or if you want to go from front to back or back to front.
Sure.
You know, we talked about Derek Stingley earlier in the show. Okay, if you want to talk about Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson up front. Either way, you've got all pro level players, I believe. And I know Christian Harris has been hurt. He had his first game back and he looked pretty good in his first game back.
Very good.
But you've got, if you want to include him, however much you like Azeez Al-Shaair as a leader, you've got all pro level to Pro Bowl level players on every level of this defense, and they showed out on Sunday in a way that's got me like, I don't have to talk about whether this is a championship caliber defense anymore.
Yeah.
It is. It just straight up is to me. Now the question, once you get there, once you establish that, now the question is, once you've established that the Texans defense is a championship caliber defense, the question is, will the offense allow it to be? Will the offense allow it to compete for championships?
Or will it be something that hangs around its neck, the defense's neck?
Exactly. Yeah. Is this just a team? Because right now I feel like it's a team that obviously has won its division, obviously is going to the playoffs. We understand that. But it feels like a first or second round exit team, the way it's always been, either a wild card or a divisional round exit team. That's the way it feels right now, and it's largely, if not entirely, because of how the offense is playing. But the defense, and we've seen this before, Lopez, Reggie, right? We've seen this in the market before where the defense has been the thing that has carried the Texans.
Yep.
But now it's at a different level. It's a championship caliber defense.
Yeah.
It's a championship level defense. We were talking about Derek Stingley as a possible all-pro earlier. We would be talking about Will Anderson as one too if he hadn't missed so many games with the injury. Like, that's where we're at right now with this defense. Will the offense step up and allow the defense to actually compete for championships, whether that's AFC championship, obviously Super Bowl, anything like that? Like, beyond the AFC South Championship, will the offense allow them to do that?
Yeah, and that, the thing that's funny about that is, in order to do that, I think your offense has to be one of a few things. It either has to just be an offense that is steady, that keeps the football, gets first downs, and eventually sometimes gets themselves into scoring position and scores. Or it needs to be one of those offenses that is very opportunistic, where we get big plays and we get them at the right time.
Yep.
And it feels like this is this offense is a melding of the two worst versions of that.
Yeah.
Right? Where they're this offense, I was showing you a graph earlier, Lopez, where it shows kind of success rate versus EPA, obviously, for offenses.
Yeah.
And the Texans are in the lower left corner, which means they're not very good offensively. They're not the worst ones, but they're one of the ones that aren't as good.
On the wrong side of it.
Yeah. They're not successful. They're not getting successful plays consistently, like percentage-wise, but then they're also, when they do get EPA, they get successful EPA plays. They get big plays, but they just don't get them in the most opportunistic situations. Why all these third and longs are really hurting them is because they can get chunk plays, but it doesn't feel like they're getting them in the right times. at least if you're getting chunk plays and all right, we're scoring touchdowns in big ways at the right times, you can get away with that, right? Hello, Kansas City Chiefs sometimes. Or if you're just going to, we're going to keep the ball for long stretches, have possession, and help the defense with field position, those types of things. They're neither of those things. So I don't even know which way you go. Well, I feel like I do know which way you go is find a way to be more opportunistic, because I don't know that you're going to find a way to be consistently doing the right thing with this offense as currently constituted. Mm-hmm. But if you can find a way to be situationally a little bit stronger, you can absolutely stop adding weight to what the defense is doing.
See, I think it becomes a conversation about the offense, because I'm with you. It's a given at this point. And by the way, we had a Christian Harris discussion before you came in, and I think he is that type of level. We talked about it.
Yes.
Player. So all three levels, totally with you. I think that makes it more of an offensive discussion. In other words, offensive line. Hey, it doesn't have to be dominant, but what we saw Sunday, let's just keep that. You don't have to be the C.J. Stroud of 2023. Just do what you did Sunday. You know, have the ability to make some plays. You know, sort of status quo, and maybe do enough on the offense.
Yeah, and that's just such a deflating place to be in.
It is.
Like, to think that we're talking about, you know, top five, certainly top 10, but maybe a top five offense. I'm sure that was a segment on multiple shows on this station.
Correct.
At one point in the offseason, you know, once they've put everything together, you know, yeah, they've added Stephon Diggs and Joe Mixon, and they've paid Nico Collins. And of course, we're riding on the high of what CJ Stroud was as a rookie, to be in a place where you're just like, hey, yeah, like, we're treating the offense the way I would expect Minnesota to be treating theirs with a Sam Darnold at quarterback, right? Like,
yes.
It feels like we're treating C.J. Stroud like he's Sam freaking Darnold.
But that's where you are, and that's why it has to be, okay, let's sort of change our expectations here.
I'm just saying, that part of it is the part that's just not inspiring to me.
No,
It's like you've lowered the expectation for the offense to that degree.
Yeah, and I think, real quick, I think the thing that gets me, and I was talking about this, is with Lopez earlier, as I was looking at some of the All 22 yesterday, and even I was really excited about one particular play where you have Tytus Howard at left guard, and him and Laremy Tunsil are really driving the defensive line, which is something that we haven't seen very often from this offensive line in run situations, except that's one of those situations where, unfortunately, Jarrett Patterson doesn't get the block. And I feel like the subheading for the Texans this year is Houston Texans offense. It's always something.
It's always,
right? It's always something, ain't it? It's always one place where, you know, not getting the assignment or whatever, and that's the thing that's kind of holding them back. And if it's not always something with this offense, I think you can get to that place.
Hey, but that is another one of my thoughts, though. That version of the offensive line that we saw on Sunday, I got to admit, I think that's the best one.
He came out on musical chairs.
That's going to be the best one, man. I will stand corrected. I did not want to see Tytus Howard at guard, and maybe that's just a bias toward what I've seen in the past, but he's clearly their best option at that position right now, since it's going to be such a mess. If it's going to be the mess that it is.
And you don't go back.
Nah, man, this is it.
Yeah, you don't go back.
Blake Fisher at right tackle, Tytus Howard at left guard. I reluctantly admit to being wrong on that. That's the way that they need to go.
Yeah.
That's the way that they need to get. It's their own fault because they whiffed at the guard position. And, you know, the other guard, the right guard, is his own situation. But I think this is the best that they're going to get right now.
No. He's a big man. He's B. Scott from Hiram Clark, joins us every Tuesday. And got shifted around, but he still came through because he's a man of the people.
That's right.
He's a man of the arts.
And, man, Drew Shrugs said, when the hell did I get a 4-sack performance in 30 yards rushing, and then
and all of a sudden, hey, we're good.
We good. You said, damn, let me get one of the performances off.
Right. All right, that's, of course, Ron, Clint, both join us here. They are on the drive, and they join us. Fellas, how you living?
It's good, baby. Good times, baby. Wonderful.
I could tell it's good. You got a haircut and everything, line looking
good
sharp.
Yeah.
Cool man is in a great place.
Good times,
that,
Biggie.
That bad boy almost looked painted on there, man.
Oh, what are you accusing him? What are you accusing him right now?
That's how good it looks.
Okay.
Steven, that's how good it looks, man.
B is how you live. He changes lives. Looking for a barber.
Change your hairline.
Changing lives. No, man. Good to go. Here we go.
Man,
Texas Chiefs week, baby.
Yeah, it is.
I see you, Figgy.
You got any more bets in you?
Yeah, I'm going to win one of these, damn it. Yeah. I'm bound to win one of these puppies.
All right, I want to get in your head here, because if the people listening don't know, you have agreed to a bet with Figgy Fig.
I have.
About this game.
See you there.
Where if the Chiefs lose, you will be in a dunk tank. If the Texans lose,
that's one way to say it.
Then Figgy will be in a dunk tank. But you agreed to this before we had Patrick Mahomes saying that the ankle was feeling better quicker than it had the last time that this happened. What gave you that level of confidence?
I agreed to it before there was an ankle thing.
No, that's right.
Oh, so you're just in this place where you're like, it's cool, man.
What do you think? You think Figgy had to talk him into this bet?
Yes.
Yeah. He just bought $100 bottle.
Well, I mean, that was on whether Christian Harris is going to play. I mean, they're going to Kansas City to get the Chiefs. I mean, do you think Figgy had to talk him into taking that damn bet?
I just wanted to get
Figgy's the one we got to check on.
Yeah. By the way, high of 62 on Saturday. So,
Texans are favored.
That's right.
Right now.
Wait till that video makes circulation. Yeah. Pat Mahomes at practice.
He was.
Yeah.
Going through stretches. So maybe that might change. But hey, Texas.
That line was Kansas City -3 and then it swung.
Yeah, it did. It did.
It swung
into that ankle injury. Yeah.
Yeah.
Only quarterbacks move the lines like that. And then only Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, only that one in particular. Much.
And then moves it to that level.
A touchdown level.
Which is fair.
Yeah.
It is especially.
Can't wait. I see you, Figgy. See you out there. I'm going to win one of these, damn it.
And if not, there's always another. Yeah, he eating these. Oh, those are Aaron's cookies, aren't they?
Yeah. Aaron,
good?
Aaron hooked me up.
Good, because I still ain't eating
the hell Aaron ain't hooked me up with those damn cookies for? Probably because of them tickets.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Yeah. Damn.
Damn, Aaron, where you at?
Can I just enjoy my
cookies? No, I mean, she going to make a bag of cookies. There's no way she thought, let me make a bag of cookies for Clinton and didn't think of.
Long as they had Tori's cookies.
By the way, I got a bag of cookies too. I just wanted to make that known. I don't know.
I
not any particular reason. Just wanted to.
That's all right, man. You on a heater.
And with that,
he's on a heater.
Let's clear out. In the Loop is done for this Tuesday. We hand you off to these fine folks. You're listening to KLT, KLT HD2 in Odyssey Sports Station. And right now, The Drive is live.